Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari will today pay a day's working visit to Ghana. President Buhari will be welcomed at the Golden Jubilee launch of the Kwesi County International Airport by President John Mahama, from where they will proceed to hold bilateral discussions. Both leaders are expected to release a joint statement after the meeting. This will be President Buhari's first visit to Ghana since assuming office as Nigeria's president. We now bring you a profile of President Buhari and what his visit means to Ghana.
Nigerian President General Muhammadu Buhari, aged 72, was sworn into office on May 29 this year after winning the election in March. General Buhari has marked 100 days in office. He was the country's former military ruler. He has been described as someone who is not a quitter. Defeated in the last three elections, he achieved a historic victory in the March 28 election, becoming the first opposition candidate to defeat an incumbent. Mr. Buhari faced President Goodluck Jonathan, who is from the southern Niger Delta region, for a second time at the polls. This time, he had the advantage of being the candidate of a united opposition grouping, the All Progressive Congress, APC. The APC attracted heavyweight defectors from Mr. Jonathan's People's Democratic Party, PDP, which has dominated the political scene since the end of military rule in 1999. Mr. Buhari has always been popular among the poor of the North. Now, some feel his military background and his disciplinarian credentials are just what the whole country needs to get to grips with the Islamic insurgency in the North. In July this year, U.S. President Barack Obama met with President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House, where he offered U.S. support in the fight against Boko Haram militants. His visit to Ghana, therefore, is seen as historic, as the two countries almost have the same things in common.